Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can wait.
You can catch up right here.
Catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Claire, I had spent the last week on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
On a little place called Tugan, a house that Mum and Dad have been getting for the last 12 years, we figured out, would be going for holidays on the Gold Coast. So they go for 2 weeks every year. This time, my girlfriend and I decided to go for a week just to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Swim and eat and drink and just chill out
merry.
Do nothing. My parents met my girlfriend's parents for the first time, which went really, really well.
Which is really good. I'm really, really happy that it went well.
Yeah, me too, because I was really, really stressed about the situation.
And you guys obviously love each other and you want to be together. And if the families don't quite gel, sometimes
hard.
It can be awkward, I think.
Because we're both massive family people. So it went really well. They gelled, which was fantastic. And my folks are actually coming to Griffith for a week very, very soon, the next 4 weeks. So can't wait to show them around the Riverina. But it wasn't until we're getting on the plane from Gold Coast to Sydney that something really weird and awkward happened, Claire.
Okay.
So we got on the plane and my girlfriend had the middle seat and I had the aisle seat. And I often sit on the aisle because I'm a bit tall. I'm 6'4".
Yeah, yeah. And obviously with the aisle seat, you can get in and out a lot easier as well.
Exactly
it just makes
right.
it easier in general.
And then I can throw my leg out the aisle when they're not doing the service and all that type of thing as well. Except so this late, so we were sitting down, then there was the window seat. So this lady comes to get on the plane.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I'm just in there. And she goes, oh, would it be easier if you guys move over and I'll just sit here in the aisle. I don't mind getting the aisle seat.
Mm.
Now on this flight, as soon as I sat down, my knees hit the back of the seat. Like there was no leg room. It was super squished.
Right.
So she said, oh, look, just move over and I'm happy to take that. I was like, look. No, I'm sorry. I'm 6'4" and I like the aisle seat. And so as I'm standing up and she goes, oh, I don't know with I don't know what sexy's got to do with it. And I went,
what?
Sorry, what? I think she misheard me because when I said I'm 6'4", I need the aisle seat, I think she thought I said I'm sexy, I need the aisle seat. I don't know what sexy's got to
was
do with it.
Bit,
she
like,
just sort of
upset
went through.
With you?
Well, I'm not sure. Like, it was my allocated seat. But who in their own moments like, I can only sit in the aisle seat because I'm sexy. It's a sexy aisle seat, people. Come on now. Like, who in their right mind would do that?
Well, Dane, you'd be surprised. On Friday, I put the question out there. What's the weirdest thing you have in your useless drawer? What useless thing do you have in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Cassandra just gave us a call and it wasn't exactly what I expected. It was mementos that her mum had kept from her and her brother. So this is what she had.
I have a jar in which she has kept a scab from one of my brother's biggest falls.
What?
A thorn that was pulled out from his thumb by a doctor. And the first time I ever got a leg wax in high school, she's kept the strip of wax.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Why? Why, Cassandra?
My mum thinks he's a sentimental thing.
Well, mums do think the weirdest things are sentimental. And just to recap, that was a scab, a thorn, and a wax strip that her mum had kept as a memento.
Yes. So we wanted to know, though, this morning on 13, 12, 16, what's the weirdest memento that your mum still has?
Yeah, or perhaps you are the mum. What have you kept of your sons or daughters that have left?
Well, that's it.
Leah's called through on 13, 12, 16. Leah, what have you kept or have your parents kept that are weird mementos?
I have kept my son Toby's staples from his brain surgery last year.
Just the staples, right?
Just the staples.
Are they just normal staples?
Pretty much, yes. I removed them because I'm a nurse. And, he's kept them in a little yellow jar.
So,
and they're his staples.
What was the idea behind keeping the staples?
Just as a little memento for going through his brain surgery.
Yeah, right. Now, is this something you're going to put out at his 21st birthday or something and say,
absolutely.
Hey, everyone?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's a little bit. That's like keeping your first stitches, I suppose, in a way as well. Like, are they? What sort of jar are they in? Are they in a special jar?
No, they're just in a little special jar.
Okay, excellent. Leah, you're a weirdo. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all, Leah. Thanks for calling 13, 12, 16. We want to know what's the weird momentum that you have kept or your parents have kept.
See, my family has a weird thing with baby teeth.
What do you mean?
So my grandfather put all of his kids' baby teeth in cement in the side of the house.
Oh, wow.
So if you walk up the side of the house, you can see baby teeth. My mum kept mine and my brother's baby teeth in a jar. I found it a few years ago. They're mixed together as well, which makes it worse.
You can't tell whose is who.
No.
That is
weird. And
they're
just in the cupboard.
Oh, my God.
Now, Dane, it is my favourite time of year at Aldi.
Why is that?
It is snow gear season. Now,
okay.
I know that I've come from the snowies, and obviously having snow gear down there is really important. Because
yes.
even if you're not at the snow, it's still freezing.
Yeah, exactly right.
But Aldi do a snow gear sale all around Australia.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if you're in the snowies or not.
Yep.
And since we've just got Aldi here in Griffith, I thought I'd mention this because it is massive. Now, these snow gear sales, like, literally go off. Doesn't matter where in Australia you are, even though you're not in the coldest regions, they have some awesome gear at really cheap prices.
And I was about to say, we should explain why. Because normally when you buy a proper ski jacket and pants, that combo will set you back anywhere from $500.
So
it's quite expensive.
I own two pairs of ski pants that I bought from an actual ski store in the snowies.
Yep.
Together, they cost me about $580.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For two pairs of pants, right?
That's amazing.
I can't believe I spent that much money. Anyway, but Ali, like $80 for a pair of pants.
Jackets are like $60.
But the thing that I love the most, right? So I've got all the ski gear that I need.
Yep.
The things that I love to buy, they've got jumpers, really cheap, like really warm, thick jumpers. They've also got thermal underwear.
Okay.
And when I say thermal underwear, it's more like thermal shirts and thermal pants, like leggings.
Yep.
They are so super duper warm.
Okay.
They are so good in winter.
Yep.
Like, even though we don't get snow here, it does get cold.
It gets minuses. We'll get minuses.
Exactly. The thermal wear there is really cheap. $15 for adult thermal wear.
Yeah.
And it's so comfy. And then on top of that, my favourite thing, right? And as much as these are technically snow boots, I have only worn them to the snow once. Otherwise, I just wear them every other day. Their snow boot section, they have all different sizes. They're like $35 or something, not even that. They are so comfortable and so warm in winter.
It's funny, like, how excited you are of those things that are very practical and stuff that you'll need, which is great. I looked at the catalogue and I was like, oh, sweet, look at that sled.
Of course you did. The $10 sled. That you're going to use, what, down Banner Avenue?
down the grassy slope at 10 Scobie Oval. Hello.
Oh, geez.